love your daddy. On the Air introduces another programme of music from the golden age of British dance bands. I'm Ray Mortimer, and I'll be with you for the next 60 minutes, and at this time every Sunday. Let's start our musical menu with hors d'oeuvre. Hors d'oeuvre, the sound of Ambrose and his orchestra. Joe Loss, the band leader who keeps going on, and now over 50 years since he formed his first band. Here's a tune he recorded in November 1941. The singer is Alan Kane, and the title, I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire.
I I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. Joe
Loss and his orchestra, Alan Kane, and I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. Do you remember Jessie Matthews, the golden girl of British pre-war films, later, of course, Mrs. Dale? Here's a tune from one of those films, played by Jack Jackson and his orchestra from the Dorchester Hotel in London. The first time we've had Jack Jackson on this programme, and everything's in rhythm with my heart.
When they fly way up high as they migrate in spring, even spring begins in rhythm in my heart. Makes no difference where I go, on land or on sea, all hearts are dancing with me, they understand. Everyone's in tempo, even children at play, the world is happy and gay, it's grand. Everything's in rhythm with my heart. Rhythm is sweet, even crowds in the street move their feet to the beat of my song. Oh, and everything's in rhythm with my heart.
Everything's in rhythm with my heart. Jack Jackson and his orchestra, and the vocalist, probably Jack Jackson himself. Here's a request from Ron Hughes from Kidderminster. Hope you're not on duty at the fire station in Kidderminster this evening, but your choice, the vocalist Chick Henderson, the orchestra, again Joe Loss, and certainly my favourite arrangement of Begin the Begin.
When they begin the begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars. And down by the shore an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying. When they begin the beginning, to live it again is past all endeavor. Except when that tune clutches my heart. To part. What moments divine, what raptures serene, till clouds come along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember.
Joe Loss and his orchestra, the vocalist Chick Henderson, and Begin the Begin. You're listening to Sunshine Radio. George Evans was one of the top arrangers in this country, had a relaxed, distinguished vocal style, and after many years as an instrumentalist with Giraldo, played with the Squadronaires before forming his own band. Here's a special mention for Judy Wrighton and her husband Paul of Neen Sollers, as the George Evans Orchestra, with leader Les Evans play Temptation. George Evans and his orchestra, and Temptation. The lyric writer of this was an American girl, and there have been few girl songwriters, but June Hershey certainly made a name with this. Recorded by Harry Roy, and with vocalist Rainey Lester, it's Deep in the Heart of Texas. In the Heart of Texas with Harry Roy and his orchestra and vocalist Rainey Lester. Roy Fox was certainly one of the top bands in the days of the golden age of British dance bands, and one of the names that's always remembered. This tune goes back to 1932, when Roy Fox was at the Café Anglais, and the lineup of Roy Fox at that time included two who later led their own bands, Lou Stone and Nat Gonella. The vocalist here, one of the greatest, Al Boley, so with Roy Fox, it's Goodnight Vienna.
Of a million melodies, our hearts are thrilling to the strains that you play from dawn till the daylight dies. Good night, Vienna, where moonlight fills the air with mysteries, and eyes are shining to the gypsy guitars that sing to the starry skies. Enchanted city of Columbine and Pierrot, we know the magic of your spell. Of our romances, you're the hero. Now is the time to say farewell. Good night, Vienna. Now live us kiss beneath your linden trees. The world is waiting on the edge of the day, just waiting to say good night.
Fox and his orchestra, Al Boley, and Goodnight Vienna. I think it was Carl Brisson who first recorded that tune, and that was many, many, many years ago. Bands and their styles were always distinguishable. They were the bands that played in the fashionable London hotels and restaurants, and those that played at the local Pally. And I spent many happy hours at the Hammersmith Pally, but mostly at the Locarno at Streatham. And this recording of Lou Prager and his orchestra was actually played during dancing time at that South London rendezvous. The vocalist Paul Richard and the nonsense Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes.
They all sing this tune. Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and Little Andsy Divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Yes, Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and Little Andsy Divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. Oh, Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?
Lou Prager and his orchestra, Paul Rich and Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes. Here's a tune that keeps cropping up in various disguises. Here it's played by Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra, and this is especially for Peter and Janet Dearden of Kidderminster. Peter, a very popular local DJ, but I wonder how many times he played this. But it's Janet's choice, the Teddy Bear's Picnic.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please. That's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout, they never have any cares. At 6 o'clock their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, 'cause they're tired little teddy bears. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better not go alone. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Henry Hall and his orchestra, the vocalist Val Rosing, and the Teddy Bears Picnic. You're listening to the Golden Age of British Dance Bands, and this is Sunshine Radio. The Astoria Dance Hall in London always had a special memory. You could go there and see two top broadcasting bands every afternoon and evening dance session. There was Joe Loss and there was Jack White. Here is the dancing style of Jack White and his orchestra. And for all the girls from the Congregational Church Canteen in Ludlow way back in 1944, it's Sweet as a Song.
You're a lovely reprise of Kiss Me Again. Darling, when you're in my arms, nothing could ever go wrong. As long as you remain a haunting refrain, you're sweet as a song.
Jack White and his orchestra, Sweet as a Song, and the vocalist, I think probably, Jack Cooper. This is especially for Rosemary Higgins of Kidderminster. The recording is by Geraldo and his orchestra. Rosemary, you won't remember this by its first title, which was Tar Paper Stomp. or perhaps his second title, Jumpy Nerves. But you will by his third title, In the Mood. Geraldo and his orchestra and their arrangement of In the Mood. This was a record was made almost 48 years ago. I say almost, it would be 48 years tomorrow, February the 4th, 1937, and this tune is by Bram Martin and his orchestra from London's Holborn Restaurant. Bram Martin, the band leader whose unusual instrument was the cello. Here is a Jimmy Kennedy number, the very popular Harbour Lights. Thank you.
all the harbor lights, they only told me we were parting. The same old harbor lights that once brought you to me. I watched the harbor lights, how could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to tender nights beside the silvery sea. I long to hold you near and kiss you just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the world my heart is whispering. Some other harbor lights will steal your love from me.
Martin and his orchestra and Harbour Lights. Let's change the rhythm to a rumba, and this is especially for Joan and Joe Whitfield of Kidderminster, who have now settled down again after their Christmas holiday with their daughter Anne in South Africa. And it's Billy Turnant and his orchestra and Love Story. Billy Turnant and his orchestra and Love Story. You're listening to Sunshine Radio. Charlie Coons was one of the most popular entertainers, whether with his own orchestra or as a solo pianist. He made his first broadcast with his own band in 1928, but it was during the 30s that he became a regular broadcaster and recording star. Here's Charlie Coons with his Kasani Club Orchestra, the vocalist George Barclay, and There's a Small Hotel.
There's a small hotel I wish that we were there together. There's a bridal suite, one room, bright and neat, complete for us to share together. Looking through the window, you can see a distant steeple, not a sign of people who once people. When the steeple bell says good night, sleep well, we'll thank the small hotel together.
Coons with his orchestra, the vocalist George Barclay, and there's a small hotel. One of the top trumpeters in this country was Nat Ganella. Nat played in many top bands, Billy Cotton, Roy Fox, Lou Stone, and formed his Georgians in 1934, and they toured this country for more than 20 years. Nat, now in retirement and in his 70s, made hundreds of records. Here's one, Nat Jump.
Thank you.
Nat Gunella and Nat Jump. Here's a dedication for Winifred Elizabeth Floyd of Stourport, now one of the regular listeners to this programme, also to her daughter Gloria and to Ian. Here's a tune from the film of one of my favourite artists, Judy Garland and The Wizard of Oz, but here by the Giraudo Orchestra, vocalist George Evans and Over the Rainbow.
That you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh why can't I?
Giraudo and his orchestra, George Evans and Over the Rainbow. We've left our waltz to the end of the programme, a medley of waltzes by Joe Loss and his orchestra, all in strict dance tempo, and we start with I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time. Our Waltz medley. I'll be with you in Apple Blossom time. Always, What'll I Do? And Lovely Lady, all played by Joe Loss. Don't forget to write to me at Sunshine Radio at Ludlow if you have any requests for a tune, a band, a singer, or just a memory. Hope you've enjoyed this programme of the golden age of British dance bands. I'll be with you at the same time next week. So this is Ray Mortimer saying bye for now, and here's to the next time.